5 years ago, the Defense Department's Office of the Inspector General had some of the lowest employee satisfaction rates in the federal government. But since 2013, it's jumped 20 points in the Partnership for Public Services Index of the best places to work in government, including more than 9 points in just the last year. The OIG is the recipient of a new award from the partnership. It's both the most improved IG office in the government and the most improved DOD component in the 2017 rankings. Glenn Fine is the principal Deputy Defense Department Inspector General. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about what's behind some of those improvements.
We have put a lot of effort into engaging our employees. It matters. It's important to them. It's important to productivity. It's important to retaining talented employees. So we've tried to communicate more with them. We have tried a variety of ways up and down the organization, and a lot of people are involved with this, from the senior leaders to the managers to the employees. We have created employee engagement councils and have asked for their ideas on how we can improve our processes. We've communicated with them. We have improved communication by allowing more junior employees to come to senior staff meetings. I try and walk around the offices of the employees and visit the offices of the employees. For example, I've visited over 55 offices in the 2 years I've been serving as the acting inspector general. And that tone of communication and that increased communication has been improved by a number of OIG managers and employees, and it has been having an impact. And we are pleased that our scores have gone up, but we need to continue this effort. It is not, as they say in NCAA basketball, just a one-and-done effort. We are committed to this, and we will continue this effort.
Well, and you started, if I've got my years right, in a leadership role at the DOD IG in 2015. Did you walk in with a sense of any systemic problems across the organization that it was facing at that time that was causing its scores to be as low as they were, which was still in the 40s at that point?
I think we needed to improve our communication to ensure that we communicated in both directions, that the leaders of the agency communicated, but we also heard employees and listened to them and gave them feedback on their ideas. We have employee engagement councils, and we often get good ideas from them, and we try and implement them. Sometimes the ideas sound good, but we can't be implemented for a reason, and it's important to communicate with the employees about that. So I did think that the communication could be worked on, and we, just as we look at the Department of Defense and look to see how they can improve their processes, we need to look at ourselves and see how we can improve our processes, because it's a continual effort, because if you're not moving forward, you're going to be moving backwards. So we focused on that, and I think it's had a positive impact.
That's a great point. Was that a major issue for you? As you say, you're constantly making recommendations to other DOD organizations. Did it feel in some ways hypocritical? That's probably not the right word, but not in a great spot to be if you're making critiques of other organizations when you're not in the best place yourself.
I think to some extent that's true. We need to make sure that we don't suffer from things we are criticizing others for. So if we are making recommendations to others for improvement, we also need to look at ourselves to make sure we are making improvements as well. I've written an article entitled The 7 Principles for Effective IGs, and one of them is we shouldn't cut corners ourselves. We need to constantly look at ourselves to make sure we are both talking the talk and walking the walk, and that's what we've tried to do.
Employee engagement is a somewhat nebulous term. I just wonder if you can give us your definition of it and how you've tried to apply that throughout the organization. What are the most important aspects of it that you think have caused your scores to go up?
Well, I think when Max Steyer, who's the head of the Partnership for Public Service, came to the OIG and he gave us an award for being the most improved among federal IGs in 2017 in our scores, as well as the most improved Department of Defense agency, he told us it's really important to understand that it's not just about happy employees. It's about whether the employees are engaged, whether they're going to give their discretionary energy to achieve the goals of the organization, because that's the most fundamental asset we have, our employee and the skills and the talents they bring. So we need to make sure that they're engaged, that they are communicated with, that their ideas are heard, and that they are shown and convinced that what they do matters, that it has a very important impact on the OIG and also on the Department of Defense as a whole. So that's what we've tried to accomplish.
So improvement is great, obviously, but in terms of absolute rankings, you guys are still 229th out of 339 in the agency subcomponent category. So back to your earlier point, what's the strategy to keep improving to the extent that strategy is different from what you've done so far?
The strategy is to continually look for ways so we can improve, ways so we can increase employee engagement, ways we can listen to their ideas and implement the most effective ones, and to make sure that it is a sustained effort, that we don't just do it one time, but that we continue to do it. I believe strongly in what former Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said: the most important thing in this world is not where you stand, but in what direction you're moving. And we are moving in the right direction, and we need to continue to move in that direction.
Looking at the rest of the list, there are plenty of other OIGs that are actually doing great. Tennessee Valley Authority, DOT, are right near the top of the list. I raise that just because I wonder if there's anything particularly different about running an OIG office, and are there forums in SIGI or elsewhere where you and your brethren in the IG community talk specifically about how to do things better in your area of work?
Yes, we do meet on a regular basis. We have annual conferences, and we try and learn from each other and share best practices, and that is very helpful. And, for example, the Tennessee Valley Authority IG, who has had high scores, has talked about that and has discussed what they do and how they do it. I do think it is especially challenging in the IG community and being, you know, in the OIG. It's an incredibly important mission. It's a challenging mission. We're not always the most popular people when we come up with our findings and recommendations. We urge our folks to be tough but fair and to recognize how important the work is and how you have to be independent and objective in that work. We are going to be criticized. Often we're accused of being too hard or too soft. Oh, this is, you're a junkyard dog, you're a lap dog. Sometimes that happens in the same case. So you're not always going to get the positive reinforcement and the kudos that other entities might get, but it is an incredibly important mission and a challenging mission, and we try and do it to the best that we can.
To that point, and I think it's a really important point, as you say, you're not in a line of work that where you make a lot of friends outside of the organization by virtue of what you do every day. What are the best strategies in your experience to get employees to feel like they can overcome that sense of hostility, if that's the right way to put it, and still feel like their work really, really matters?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a sense of hostility, but you're right. You know, I know that I'm not the most popular person in the Pentagon food court, for example. We try and do our jobs in a tough but fair way. We try and be open-minded. We don't pull any punches, and we recognize that we need to take the facts and the evidence wherever they lead. If it leads to a report where the agency is doing well, we need to say that, and if they're not doing well, we need to say that as well. So it really does have an important impact. We talk about the impact we have and how we are making a difference, how we are making the Department of Defense, which is a critically important agency to all citizens, we're making it better, and they have, so what they do matters, and that's what we try and impart to them.
Yeah, and kind of along those lines, and I don't know if this is a logical leap or not, but I know one of your other priorities has been to get more of your workforce's work out into public view through, I think, fairly active and aggressive, proactive disclosure of some of the reports that we would not have seen in the past. Is that part of it? Do you feel like that has had an impact on making people feel like their work can be seen by the public and does matter?
That may have an impact. I do think that is a core principle for an inspector general's office, to be transparent, that the public has, and the Congress and the agency has a right to know what is happening. Obviously, there are some things that are classified and can't be released, but our reports, our audits, our evaluations, and to some extent our investigations should be transparent to the extent they can be, rather than waiting or dribbling them out in some fashion, that we ought to release what we can in a proactive way.
That's Glenn Fine, the Principal Deputy DOD Inspector General, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Check out Jared's story at federalnewsradio.com. And later this hour, the partnership's Mallory Barg-Bowman explains some human-centered techniques for improving the scores at your agency.